Right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rajesh Kumar. I'm the appointed moderator for today's annual general meeting of Patel Integrated Logistics Limited, which is being conducted through video conferencing. On behalf of the company and Big Share Services Private Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all the participants present today. Participants are requested to keep their microphones on mute unless called upon to speak. If any shareholder has registered as a speaker, they will be allowed to address the meeting at the appropriate time as per the company's instructions. With this, I now hand over the proceedings to the company person of the meeting. Thank you.
Good morning to all of you. I am the company secretary. I warmly welcome you all to the 63rd annual general meeting of your company, pursuant to general circular issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, collectively referred to as MCA circular. The company is convening this 63rd annual general meeting through video conferencing and other audiovisual means without the physical presence of members at a common venue. Accordingly, this meeting is held through video conferencing in accordance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and SEBI. Now I hand over the
Just wanted to confirm, sir, have you kept yourself on mute? Hello. I just want to make sure the conference room is on mute, I guess.
Yeah, conference
room is on mute. All on mute.
Okay. I thought. All right, sir. You can begin.
With this, let me introduce my colleagues on the board of the company who are participating in the AGM. First of all, let me introduce Mr. Mahesh Pogla, Executive Director, because Mr. Vikas Porwal, Executive Director, Mr. Rama Kadam, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director, Mr. Farooq Wadia will be joining through the conference, Mr. Hari Nair, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director, Ms. Bindya Raichura, she is not available today. Mr. Kannan Rajaratnam, Independent Director. Apart from the board members, the members of the management who are attending this meeting are Mr. Deepak Kenny, the Chief Financial Officer of the company, Ms. Jasmine Lilla, Vice President, Mr. Suresh, Chief Operating Officer. The statutory auditors, Mr. Hitesh Shah and Associate, represented by their Representative Secretarial Auditor, DM and Associates Company Secretaries, LLP, Internal Auditor, MSS, NHS Associate and Scrutinizer for the e-voting process for this AGM. Mr. Dinesh Devra, Company Secretary in Practice, have also joined the meeting. Participation of members through video conference is being considered for the purpose of quorum as per the circular issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Section 103 of the Companies Act 2013. As AGM is being held through video conferencing, the facility for appointment of proxies is not applicable. The requisite quorum being present, I call this meeting to be in order. The notice of the meeting, along with the auditor's stand-alone financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2025, and the report of the Board of Directors thereon have been electronically circulated for quite some time now. Therefore, with your permission, I shall take them as read. The auditor's report, forming part of the annual report, which has been electronically circulated to the shareholders, does not contain any adverse remark, qualification, observation, or comment on financial transactions or matters. The secretarial audit report for the financial year ended 31st March 2025 did not contain any disqualifications or observations. The secretarial report is therefore may not be required to be read out before the meeting. With this, now I request Mr. Aminash Paul Raj, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, to provide general instructions to the shareholders regarding e-voting and other related matters. Aminash.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. Good morning, everyone. In compliance with the applicable Act, regulations and circulars, the company has provided the facility to its members to cast their vote through remote e-voting on all the resolutions set forth in the notice. As per the timelines mentioned in the AGM notice, the remote e-voting facility was provided for 3 days, which concluded at 5 p.m. yesterday. Members who have not cast their vote through remote e-voting and who are participating in the meeting will have an opportunity to cast their vote during the meeting through e-voting system provided by our RTA, Vikshep Services Private Limited. The e-voting facilities have commenced already and they would continue to remain open until 15 minutes of the conclusion of this meeting. Since this meeting is held through video conference, there will be no proposing and seconding of the resolutions. In total, there are 3 agenda items for approval of the shareholders today, 2 items of ordinary business and 1 special business, which are as follows. Ordinary business. The first ordinary item is to consider and adopt the audited financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2025, including the audited financial audited balance sheet as at 31st March 2025 and the statement of profit and loss account and cash flow statement for the year ended 31st March 2025 and reports of the board of directors and auditors thereon. The second ordinary item is to declare a dividend on the equity shares at the rate of ₹35 per share on the face value of ₹10 per share for each for the financial year ended 31st March 2025. Special business. The first special business is to appoint Mrs. DM Associates and DM Associates Company Secretaries, LLP Practicing Company Secretaries as Secretarial Auditors of the company. The objective and implication of the resolution proposed at the AGM are already set out in the notice and explanatory statement, which form part of this notice. Mrs. Dinesh Kumar Devra, Company Secretary in Practice, has been appointed as the scrutinizers to scrutinize the electronic voting at the meeting and remote e-voting process or in a fair and transparent manner or required as required under the provision of the Companies Act 2013. Now the chairman will first address the shareholders and the same will be followed by question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you all to the 33rd annual general meeting of your company on behalf of the board of directors, the management and the employees. I would like to thank you for taking the time to join us today from wherever you are and for your continued trust in your company. I hope you and your families are healthy and staying safe. On behalf of the board of directors and my colleagues, I sincerely thank you for your presence. Economic review. Now I will present to you. The global economy demonstrated remarkable resilience in 2024 and 2025, navigating geopolitical instability and economic headwinds. Despite ongoing conflict in Eastern Europe and Middle East, trade flows and industrial output remained relatively steady, as noted in the UN Trade and Development Report. However, rising protectionism, particularly US tariffs, disrupted supply chains and increased costs. Global trade growth is projected at a modest 2.7% for 2025 and reflecting a cautious recovery. The IMF forecasts global economic growth at 2.8%, a steady but below trend pace. Advanced economies continue to face challenges such as high interest rates, tight fiscal policies and sluggish productivity. Inflation is expected to decline from 4.3% in 2025 to 3.6% by 2026. In India, the economy is projected to grow at an average of 6.2% for financial year 2025-26, supported by the robust domestic demand and sustained growth in the manufacturing and service sector. Now I give you company's performance. Your company's air cargo business performed well during the financial year 2024-25, while we faced several challenges due to the global economic slowdown. We have proactively implemented measures to mitigate the impact. We expect continued growth in the air cargo segment, driven by the government-led infrastructure initiatives. The outlook for the business remains dynamic and promising. The financials. Turning to the financial performance of your company, profit after tax for the year ended 31st March 2024-25 stood at 67.6 crore compared to 5.54 crore in the previous year. Income from operation rose to 342.69 crore in financial year 2024-25 from 290.55 crore in financial year 2023-24. EBITDA for financial year 2024-25 was 8.7 crore compared to 9.10 crore in the previous year. Net worth at 121.66 crore. Basic and diluted EPS were 1.13 and 0.86 respectively. The future operation of the company will depend on evolving dynamics of the air cargo industry with new entrants in both airlines and warehousing. We are planning to expand our existing warehousing capacity to capitalize on this growth. Industry highlights. The air cargo industry reported 51.05 billion CTKs year to date, as of March 2025, up 4.4% from 48.9 billion CTKs in 2024. Indian aviation sector is set to receive US$11 billion in investment 2021-2025 from the Airport Authority of India and private players. Government initiatives such as Digital India, BharatNet, logistic parks and warehousing development are strengthening this ecosystem. India's air freight and market estimated at US$13.4 billion in 2024 is projected to reach US$23.62 billion by 2034, growing at a CAGR of 5.8%. Logistic startups are driving innovation and lowering costs through real-time data and transparent value chain. The modified Udaan scheme aims to connect underserved regions, adding 100 plus new routes and expanding 50 new airports by 2025. An increase in passenger aircraft is providing additional belly capacity for cargo movement. The logistics sector, contributing 13 to 14% of India's GDP, is transforming into a tech-enabled ecosystem with predictive analytics and value-added services. Growing urbanization is expanding our customer base. National programs like Gati Shakti, Sagarmala, PLI, and Asset monetization are expected to significantly benefit the logistics industry. The government focus on Make in India is driving substantial demand in the warehousing. Referring to operational focus, your company remains focused on reducing operational costs and improving receivables in line with the industry standard. We approach the current scenario with cautious optimism and a forward-looking growth mindset. With the Indian economy showing positive momentum, we are confident of delivering improved results in the near term. Our Argo Consolidation Division, Patel Airport, continues to offer transportation of high-density cargo both within India and internationally. We are also expanding our warehousing capacity, which offers specialized storage services across the country and supports import consolidation. Dividend. Turning to dividend, I now turn to dividend proposal of financial year 2024-25. The board directors recommend a dividend of 3% for the year ended 31st March 2025. This recommendation was made after carefully considering various factors, including cash flow, dividend risk, serving costs, the company's long-term growth objectives, and the need to conserve resources for the future diversification. With your continued support, we are confident the company will surpass expectations and deliver higher dividends in the years to come. I would like to refer to acknowledgement. As your directors are highly accomplished in the respect field, I strongly believe their collective experience and insight will continue to add value to your company. In conclusion, I wish to place on record my deep gratitude to my fellow board members for their support and guidance. I am especially thankful to Chairman Emeritus Mr. Asghar Patel, whose insight remains invaluable. I also extend my heartfelt appreciation for all our employees for their dedication and the management team for their continued leadership. Finally, I most importantly, I thank you, our valued shareholders, for your trust, support, and unwavering commitment to the company. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for your presence and your continued interest in growth and success of your company. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. The company has provided its shareholders the facility to register themselves as speakers for expressing their views or asking any questions during the AGM. Those shareholders who have registered themselves as a speaker will now be allowed to speak. All the queries and questions raised by the shareholders shall be addressed by Mr. Mahesh Fogla, our Executive Director. I now request all the speaker shareholders to take not more than 2 minutes and express their views. This should ensure participation of all the registered speakers.
Question and answer session begins.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. So with this, we will move on to the next question and answer session. We have first speaker on board. That's Ms. Smita Shah. Give me a moment. I'll quickly check if she's available right now. Ms. Smita Shah, you have been given the rights of presenter. You can unmute yourself, ma'am.
Hello. Haan ji. Chairman, sir, aawaaz aa rahi hai meri?
Haan ji, aa rahi hai.
Hello.
हाँ जी आपकी आवाज
सर आवाज आ रही है मेरी
जी हम सुन पा रहे हैं आपको
हेलो हेलो
यस वी कैन हियर यू
हेलो हेलो
आपकी आवाज आ रही है आप बोलिए
हाँ जी सर सर ओके थैंक यू सर माननीय चेयरमैन साहब श्री सैयद जी और एमिरेट्स चेयरमैन जी श्री असगर जी और सभी उपस्थित माननीय डायरेक्टर्स आप सभी को मेरा स्मिता शाह का सादर प्रणाम और पहले तो मैं हमारे कंपनी सेक्रेटरी श्री अविनाश जी का मैं बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करती हूँ उनकी गुड इन्वेस्टर सर्विस की सराहना करते हुए कि हमें रिपोर्ट भी भेजी फिजिकल कॉपी भेजी बहुत बढ़िया एक्सलेंट इंफॉर्मेटिव और गुड फुल इंफॉर्मेशन के साथ बनाई कॉपी के लिए साथ में आज हमें जो लिंक देकर बात करने का मौका दिया सो बहुत बहुत मैं धन्यवाद करती हूँ और चेयरमैन साहब आज आपकी 63rd AGM की मैं बधाई देते हुए कहूंगी कि कंपनी का नाम सालों पुराना आज भी मार्केट में अव्वल में रहा है और आज भी हमारी कंपनी एक्सलेंट वर्क के साथ आप बढ़िया लीडरशिप में आप आगे बढ़ा रहे हो सो मैं आपको दिल से अभिनंदन करती हूँ आप सभी की मेहनत और लगन और हार्डवर्क जो कंपनी के लिए आप सब कर रहे हो सो मैं बहुत बहुत मैं अभिनंदन देती हूँ आप सबकी हिम्मत मेहनत और लगन की मैं सराहना करते हुए मैं दिल से आपकी कदर भी करती हूँ और चेयरमैन साहब बस मैं हमारा तो पूरा सालों से विश्वास रहा है आप पर तो हमारा कोई सवाल नहीं बनता है लेकिन बस मैं मेरे जानकारी के लिए पूछना चाहूंगी कि आपका फ्यूचर प्लान क्या है और बोनस के लिए आप सर कुछ सोचे कि नहीं और लास्ट बोनस आपने कब दिया था बस यही मैं पूछना चाहूंगी बाकी तो हमारा पूरा विश्वास के साथ सालों से हमारा आपके साथ साथ सका रहा है और सो आज के सभी रिजोल्यूशन में मैं फुल्ली सपोर्ट करती हूँ और बस मेरी हार्टली शुभकामना आपके साथ है आप सदा हमेशा स्वस्थ रहे मस्त रहे और कदमों कदम प्रगति की ओर आगे बढ़ते रहे बस यही मेरी शुभकामना के साथ मैं धन्यवाद करती हूँ और चेयरमैन साहब चालू रखिए भरत साहब बात करते हैं चालू रखिए
हार्दिक धन्यवाद
माननीय माननीय चेयरमैन श्री एमडी श्री और अन्य माननीय डायरेक्टर सर ज्यादा टाइम नहीं लूंगा 1-1.5 मिनट लूंगा सर माननीय श्री चेयरमैन श्री सैयद जी असगर जी और अन्य माननीय डायरेक्टर सर मेरा नाम भरत शाह सर मैं लास्ट 35-40 ईयर से इश्यू टाइम से आपके साथ रहा हूँ सर और आपका शेयर होल्डर रहा हूँ सर आपने बहुत लिटरली कंपनी चलाई है सर हमेशा शेयर होल्डर का हित को ख्याल रख के कंपनी चलाई है सर और कंपनी को जो ऊंचाई पर लेके जा रहे हो सर और तो मैं पूरा पूरा सर मैं पूरे बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर और कंपनी के सभी छोटे छोटे बड़े एम्प्लॉइज का बहुत बहुत आभार मानता हूँ सर और सर आज भी हम हमारे दिल में आरिफ जी की याद हमेशा सदा अमर है आरिफ जी की याद सर और सर कंपनी सेक्रेटरी अविनाश भाई और अपने अपने सीएफओ श्री दीपक भाई केणी और पूरी सीएस और पूरी सीएफओ टीम का मैं बहुत धन्यवाद आभार मानता हूँ सर हमेशा शेयरहोल्डर को रिस्पेक्ट देते शेयरहोल्डर की क्वेरी सोल्व करते और बेस्ट इन्वेस्टर सर्विस दे रहे तो मैं पूरी सीएस टीम का बहुत बहुत अभिनंदन आभार मानता हूँ सर और सर आपको मिले सर लास्ट मिले 5-6 साल हो गए कोरोना के पहले मिले लेकिन रूबरू तो जरूर आप नेक्स्ट ईयर फिजिकल मीटिंग कीजिए तो अपना रूबरू में मिलने का मौका मिलेगा नहीं तो गेट टुगेदर जैसा कीजिए दिवाली के बाद ऐसा तो आप हमको बुलाइए तो आपको रूबरू मिलने का मौका मिलेगा। बाकी आपकी हेल्थ वेल्थ अच्छी रहे, कंपनी बढ़िया प्रगति करे, सदा हम आपके साथ ही है सर, कंपनी के साथ हम सदा है, और आपकी हेल्थ वेल्थ अच्छी रहे और सारे रिजोल्यूशन में मेरा पूरा सपोर्ट है सर। थैंक यू वेरी मच सर। जय हिंद, वंदे वंदे मातरम, जय हिंद। थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू।
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Shah, for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day. With this, we will move on to the next speaker shareholder. That's Amir Ali Lakdawala.
Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you, Mr. Lakdawala. Please proceed.
Respected Chairman, Board of Directors, Company Secretary, CFO, and my fellow shareholders, good morning. I am Amir Ali Lakdawala, joining this meeting from Mumbai. I sincerely thank our Company Secretary, Avinash Sir, for allowing me to speak, for sharing the AGM report well in time, and for arranging today's meeting through video conferencing, making our participation very smooth. I would like to place on record my appreciation for the board, the chairman, the directors and the management team for their positive achievements in the financial year 24-25. The company delivered an impressive 37% rise in net profit to 7.6 crore, with sales growing nearly 18% to 342 crore. That's very good. In financial year 25-26, I am encouraged by the new initiatives, especially the rate contract with a leading Middle Eastern airline to expand international cargo volumes, the receivable management system to strengthen cash flow, and the company's plan to explore warehousing and new logistic ventures. I wish Patel Integrated Logistics continued growth and stronger performance in the coming quarters. I extend my full support to the resolution proposed in this AGM and convey festive greetings to the board management and my fellow shareholder. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Lakdawala.
Thank you.
With this, we will move on to our next speaker shareholder. That's Ms. Lekha Shah. I'll quickly check if she have if she's available on board. Ms. Lekha Shah, you can unmute yourself and please proceed with your opinion. Thank you.
Am I audible, Avinash ji?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Respected Chairman, sir, Board of Directors, and my fellow members, good morning and regards to everyone. Myself, Lekha Shah from Mumbai. First of all, I would like to thank our Company Secretary Avinash ji for giving me this opportunity and small, smooth process where I'm able to talk in front of you all in AGM. I found the AGM notice. And I'm delighted to say it's so beautiful, full of colors and fact and figures in place. Chairman sir, your opening remarks were so insightful and comprehensive that you have already addressed everything I had in mind. Sir, may all your upcoming festivals filled with joy and blessings, sir. I'm proud to be a shareholder of this company. Chairman sir, I'm confident that with your vision and determination, you will lead our company to greater height. And also, I pray to God, our company should progress more and more under you and your team, sir. Sir, I would like to ask only one question. How much our PAT in current financial year will affect of the trade war? Chairman, sir?
The trade war. Yeah, noted.
Thank you, sir. Since big share allowed to log in without any problem, I would like to thank them for their best services, especially Rajesh Kumar ji. Chairman, sir, I hope the company will continue video conference meeting in future. So I would like to say I strongly and wholeheartedly support all the resolutions for today's meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Shah, for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day. With this, we will move on to our next speaker shareholder. That's Rajendra Seth. Mr. Rajendra Seth, you have been given the rights of presenter. You can just unmute yourself and please proceed.
Hello?
Haji.
Hello? Awaaz aa raha hai na sir?
Ji haan ji.
Please go ahead.
Sir, sir. Chairman sir, management team, shareholder bhaiyo, main Rajendra Seth, Thana Maharashtra se bolta hu. आलो से पटेल लॉजिस्टिक में नाम बना के रखा है सर, इतनी कंपटीशन होते हुए भी उसका नाम लॉजिस्टिक में है सर, और मैं बहुत पुराना शेयर होल्डर हूँ सर और आपके कस्टमर भी हूँ सर, तो आपकी सर्विस, आपका इन्वेस्टर सब जरूर से मेरे को संतुष्ट है, और अविनाश जी का अच्छा सर्विस है उसको भी धन्यवाद देता हूँ, और सर आज मेरी तबीयत बराबर नहीं है तो भी वीसी रहा, तो भी वीसी के माध्यम हो तो मैं जो 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 ज्वाइन कर पाया सर, तो भविष्य में जिस वीसी माध्यम से वो मीटिंग हुए तो अच्छी बात है, बस सब रिजोल्यूशन में मेरा पूरा सपोर्ट और हार्दिक शुभेच्छा है सर, बोलने का मौका दिया, धन्यवाद सर, थैंक यू सर,
थैंक यू मिस्टर सेठ. With this, we will move on to our next speaker shareholder. The next speaker shareholder that we have on board is Mr. Manjeet Singh. I'll quickly check. Manjeet Singh, you have been given the rights of presenter. You can just unmute yourself and please proceed with your opinion. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Patel, Integrated Logistics Key. मैनेजमेंट टीम, सेक्रेटरियल टीम और माय को शेयरहोल्डर, मैं सभी का स्वागत करता हूं। कंपनी के ओपनिंग रिमार्क्स में आपने जिस तरह से कंपनी के बारे में बताया और हमें पता चला कि, और मैं ये जानना चाहूंगा कि आने वाले टाइम में हम अपने वायर हाउस कुछ और बढ़ाएंगे, बुकिंग ऑफिस कुछ और बढ़ाएंगे, थोड़ा आप इस बारे में हमें बताइए। 22 सितंबर को जो जीएसटी के स्लैब में चेंज आ रहा है, 4 स्लैब की जगह जो 2 स्लैब हो रहे हैं, उसका कितना इम्पैक्ट रहेगा हमारे व्यापार पर, थोड़ा आप इस बारे में बताइए। बेसिक ईपीएस 86 पैसे से 1.13 रुपया रहा है, इसी तरह एक क्वार्टर बीत चुका है, आगे वाले 3 क्वार्टर में आगे ग्रोथ के क्या प्लान है और ईपीएस हमारा बढ़े इसके लिए हमारे किस तरह के आगे सोच है, वो आप थोड़ा इस बारे में बताइए। ये जो एक्सप्रेस हाईवे बन रहे हैं, इसके बाद लॉजिक स्टेट में किस तरह से और क्रांति आएगी और हमारी कंपनी को कितना बेनिफिट रहेगा ये जो रोड एक्सप्रेसवे बन रही हैं, जैसे दिल्ली से मुंबई एक्सप्रेस, हमने जो ये समय आपके साथ साझा किया है, इससे हमारी लग रहा है कि हमारी इन्वेस्टमेंट अच्छी जगह है और हम और इन्वेस्टमेंट करेंगे आगे, इसके भी इच्छुक रहेंगे और आपके नेतृत्व में हमारी इन्वेस्टमेंट आगे बढ़ेगी, इसकी हमें उम्मीद लगती है। अधूरा रहेगा वो पक्ष अगर जिक्र ना करें स्केटियल डिपार्टमेंट का, जिनकी मेहनत लगन से हमारी कंपनी स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के अंदर लिस्टेड है, हमारा बीएससी का कोड 526381 सिंबल पटेल इंटीग्रेट है, जिसका पूरा मान सम्मान करते हुए वैलेंटाइन बैलेंस शीट हमारे सेक्रेटरियल डिपार्टमेंट ने बनाई है और हमें रूबरू किया है, उनका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। आगे तम कंपनी दिन दूनी रात चौगनी तरक्की करे, इसकी हम आपसे आशा करते हैं और भगवान से प्रार्थना करते हैं। थैंक यू फॉर द मैनेजमेंट टीम, थैंक यू फॉर द सेक्रेटरियल टीम, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू, थैंक यू लॉट,
थैंक यू मिस्टर सिंह फॉर योर टाइम, आई होप यू हैव अ गुड डे। विद दिस वी विल मूव ऑन टू आवर नेक्स्ट स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर. The next speaker shareholder that we have on board is Sarvajit Singh. Sarvajit Singh, you have been given the rights of presenter. You can just unmute yourself and please proceed.
Hello, Chairman sir. Can you hear my voice?
Yeah.
Chairman sir, first of all, good morning to you, all the board of directors, all the staff of Patel Integrated Limited and my co-fellow shareholder. सर सबसे पहले जिस तरीके से आपने अपनी ओपनिंग रिमार्क्स में हमें बताया, और सर हमें पूरा विश्वास है कि सर जिस तरीके से हमारी कंपनी चल रही है सर, वो हमारा जो फ्यूचर है वो सर एक ब्राइट फ्यूचर है, और सर जिस तरीके की आप लोग मेहनत कर रहे हैं वो सर एक इन्वेस्टर को इन्वेस्टर फ्रेंडली अप्रोच देने के लिए और सर उनको इन्वेस्टमेंट पे उनकी रिटर्न अच्छी से अच्छी देने के लिए सर एक काबिले तारीफ है, और सर